And this morning, I want us to look at one of the greatest enemies of God's people. The greatest enemy, and I see it as one of our enemies that keep us, or keep me, and keep God's people from stepping into God's presence. And that is the Philistines. I want us to talk about the Philistines a little bit. Hallelujah. He's the greatest enemy of God's people. Let us read from Exodus. I want to read from Exodus chapter 13. There's so much, you know, we can say and learn about the Philistines. So much, all through the scriptures. There's so much we can. So we'll just try and look at them, and I hope that this will agitate your heart to go back and study about the Philistines and ask God for the understanding of how we can overcome them. We'll be able to look at maybe one or two situations where how they operated, and then we'll be able to learn some lessons from that and be able to war against the Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I will not want us to read a long story, but we know we know a lot of history and stories, a lot of what the scripture, you know, says about the Philistines. So, but I just want us to begin from verse 27 of Exodus chapter 13. Sorry, not 27, 21 of Exodus 13. You know, the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and led them across the Red Sea miraculously and took them through the wilderness. No, there was an option. God had an option. There were two ways, but he decided to take them through the way of the wilderness. So let's read about that. So from verse 21, and the Lord went before them in the day. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit to 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the Philistines, although that way was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. So here, brethren, it is very clear why God had to lead them through the way of the wilderness. The shorter way, brethren, to the promised land is through the way of the Philistines. That's the shortest way. But God said, I know these people. I know them as I led them out of Egypt. Although they've gone through some difficulties, God just led them out. I said, if I send them through that way where they will have to fight war, they will now turn back and they will now return to Egypt. But so he decided to lead them through the wilderness, because when they see war, they may return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of wilderness to the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up her nest out of the land of Egypt. Let's just go down. Let's go down to verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to go to Exodus 23. Exodus 23, and let us read from verse 20. You know, that's the conquest of Canaan, the land of Canaan. You know, when they were to go into the land. Say, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites, the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. These are the different tribes of the Philistines. He says, I will lead you and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods and serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast young, nor be barren in the land. And the number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their back unto thee. And I will send honest before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before thee. And I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest that the land become desolate, and beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even to the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, I will surely be a snare unto thee. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, the greatest enemies of God's people are the Philistines. And we know what the Philistines represent. It represents the flesh. It represents carnality. And brethren, these were the enemies that really wearied the children of Israel. They fought battles with them. They fought and fought and fought. And you find out that even when they got into the promised land, they had to fight them. Amen. Amen. When we get born again, God takes us through the wilderness. He provides food for us, provides water for us. He nurtures us, he takes care of us. When we cry, he answers us. Hallelujah. Brethren, but then there is a battle for us to fight to enter the promise. There's a battle for you and me to fight to possess our souls. Now, you may be running away from fighting the flesh. You may be running away from fighting carnality. But brethren, we cannot enter except we fight them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. War with the Philistines, brethren, is a very weary, weary war. I'm just wondering how many of us have been fighting, the flesh. Hallelujah. I remember that scripture where they said that Jesus broke through the veil, which is his flesh. Brethren, there is something that is stopping me and stopping us from stepping over, from giving ourselves at the altar of incense. And what is it, brethren? It is the veil. It is the flesh. Hallelujah. And you find them, they manifest in different forms. We've had here that there are seven lords of the Philistines, seven lords of the Canaanites. And these are the lords of the Philistines. This is not the time for us to discuss them. But brethren, this flesh has so many dimensions. If you say you have overcome pride, then you have lust that is there waiting for you, waiting for me to fight. You say you have overcome lust, brethren, you have self-pity that is waiting for you there. If you say you have overcome self-pity, then you have self-consciousness waiting for you there. No, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Brethren, these are all the tribes of the Philistines. The flesh itself, brethren, is like a monster. It has so many. One day I just decided to pick up the dictionary. And I said, let me look at it. What are those things that are attached to self? Brethren, I started going through the scripture. Self-conceit, pride, self-aggrandizement, self-pity, self-this, self-that. In fact, there were so many of them. So many of them. And they're always there waiting for us. And brethren, I see it as our greatest enemy that stop us from getting into the promised land, possessing our souls. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must determine to face self. We must determine to judge ourselves. We must determine to cry to God to help us. Because the flesh, the Philistines, can bring down a man and bring him down to the dust and make a mincemeat of him. We are going to briefly look at Samson, how he fared. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God decided to lead them through the way of the wilderness. I'm sure you already know the scripture says, why did he lead them through? To try their heart. Hallelujah. To fellowship with them, to bring them to the place where they are able to trust him. To check their hearts. I'm sure God has been trying our hearts, all through this meeting. And what God has been looking at, as we are told, is not how I respond or how I cry, how I shout. God is looking right into our hearts. Says his eyes move through and fro the whole head, seeking out those whose hearts are perfect towards him, to show himself strong on their behalf. What God is expecting from us is a perfect heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's only him that knows. It says the heart of man is what? Desperately wicked. It's only him that knows it. It's only him that can search it out. If we look inward, brethren, we will see so much darkness within. If we come to the Lord and, brethren, we look at our activities, we'll find out that there's a lot of flesh that has been working in all that we do. The only difference between dead works and godly works, brethren, is just the motive. Hallelujah. I find out that there's so much pride in my heart. When I think is that, oh, this pride is gone, it manifests somehow. And you find out that, brethren, pride is like a ruler that rules God's people. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus broke through the veil. He says he humbled himself and took up the flesh, the sinful flesh of man, and was like a servant, a slave, and died a wretched death. And the scripture says that, let this mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus, who though he was God, never went for it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we need to begin to see the working of the flesh in our lives. When you say fear, fear is part of the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It works in different ways. So many ways. And it has so many dimensions. Brethren, that is the greatest enemy of God's people. The Philistines fought, they fought Isaac. The Philistines, they fought the people of God. They fought them. Hallelujah. And in fact, they wearied God's people. When you think that they are gone, David had to fight them. Saul had to fight them. Hallelujah. You think that they are gone, they are dead, but in the next minute they appear. But brethren, we need to overcome flesh in order to possess our souls. Hallelujah. That is the message of the cross. Brethren, I see it as one of the enemies of our souls. God knew that if he had taken them through the wilderness, that they would have repented and drawn back unto what? Perdition. So God decided to lead them through the way of the wilderness. If we check our lives, you find out those who you will say that they have received this word and they backslid, go and check it out. You find out that flesh, in one form or the other, is responsible for their backsliding. They didn't want to move forward. Some say pride. No. They didn't want to move forward. They went back and they set up their own setup where they will have control. If you look out there amongst God's people, among different denominations, you find out what is reigning, brethren, is pride. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we need to face self squarely if we want to move forward. We need to judge ourselves if we want to move forward. We need to lay ourselves upon the altar if we want to move forward. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The wilderness is a way of testing us. Testing our hearts to see if we follow the Lord. Testing our heart, God testing our heart to see if we are sincere. Hallelujah. If we are ready to lay ourselves upon the altar. Hallelujah. One of the testing that the children of Israel experienced was when God allowed the snake to bite them. Because they sinned, the snake bit them. And what? There was a brazen serpent that was up there. And those that will look up will be delivered. But many brethren didn't want to look up. Why didn't they want to look up? Because of pride. Hallelujah. And they were destroyed. We can relate this to our experience. God is pointing us, look, this is life. This is where you are. But brethren, we are not ready to look up. We are not ready to look up. Just simply look up. Just simply give yourself to God. Just simply reject, deny self. He says, deny self, take up your cross. And follow. That's what Jesus said. If any man will want to follow me, he has to deny what? Himself. And take up his cross and follow him. That is the message of the cross, brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, the time has come for me and for you to face this enemy in your life. Hallelujah. The message of the soul is a message to overcome the Philistines. The message to overcome self. That's the message of the soul. Because they work in different dimensions. They work in your emotion. They work in your mind. They work in your desire. Hallelujah. They work in our will. Strong will. It's of the flesh. I decide to do what I want to do. It's difficult for me to submit because of self. I'm not ready to make sacrifices, brethren, because of self. I'm not ready to move forward because of self. I get angry and I rebel because of self. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know how to bring it, but brethren, this is one enemy that we must fight. We must overcome to be able to enter into that which God has called us to. Jesus overcame the flesh. Hallelujah. He laid down his life. We need to come to the point where we lay down our lives. When the scripture demands that we should present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, what is he saying? He's saying that we need to overcome that self and give ourselves to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you want to possess your soul, if we want to enter into the holy place, well, I'm sure we all know what I mean. If we come in, if we want to get into union with God, we need to overcome self. Praise the name of the Lord. Even the scripture encourages us, it says that we are no longer what debtors to the flesh. Hallelujah. We are not debtors to the flesh. Hallelujah. God has provided us with all that we need to be able to overcome the flesh. Hallelujah. You know, some of us, when we say we are agitated at times, well, you can get agitated in the spirit, but you find out that when you get angry with somebody, it is the flesh that is acting up. Hallelujah. At times, God has told us, you know, when Brother Cecil came, there are three things that we need to overcome as Nigerians. Blood covenant, which is the other one. Pride, and then divisions. Divisions, division and pride work together. Because nobody wants to submit to anybody. Amen. Nobody wants to submit to anybody. I can't lay down my life so that you will match me. You're taking me for granted. That is one of the spirits that we need to overcome as Nigerians. We have not overcome it yet. I don't know, maybe you can say we are beginning to overcome blood covenant because God has helped us. We are dealing with the traditions and whatever. But brethren, the pride is what we need to overcome. The message of the the Sermon on the Mount, brethren, is a message against the Philistines. It's a law against the Philistines. Say, pray for those who despitefully use you. When somebody slaps you on the right, you turn the left cheek for the person to slap. We should bless our enemies. We should not curse them. Hallelujah. You should overcome evil with good. The man, we are told, the man who has the strength, is not the man who comes against another man. Maybe he's giving you one slap, and then you find yourself giving him 20 blows, and he falls down, and you kick him, and you march on him. Then you raise your hand that you have the power. No. The man who has the strength is the man who is within his soul able to resist another man who comes against him, being able to resist your enemies. Brethren, that is the power that we're talking of. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the power that God has given to us. To look at somebody who has slapped you and tell him, God bless you. To look at somebody who has despitefully used you and say, God bless you. Hallelujah. The men, to look at your wife when your wife seemed to have despised you and kind of rebelling. You look at her and you have a compassion for her. Praise the name of the Lord. And yet you love her. And for the wife to look at your husband, oh, he's not providing for me. He's not doing what he ought to do. We know all the scripture. He's not being a priest in the house. But yet, you submit to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, we have to, with the mind, consciously deal with the self. Because you think that you have dealt with it. But the next minute somebody hurts you, somebody steps on you so hard, and the person, you may find out that the enemy will come and say, he has done it intentionally. What do? You react immediately, and before you know it, your hand is just going, you're slapping the person. And God will come to you and said, now restitute. Go and tell the person, sorry, he hurt me. How can I go and tell you? He must come and apologize. That is my right. Yes, legitimate right. But then we are losing strength. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How the enemy gets life? When we react in the flesh. That's the way he gets life. And we lose life, brethren, when we submit to the flesh. When you say somebody has backslidden, go and check out why the person backslid. Either the person is offended, or the person feel he has not been treated well. The person, somebody has not visited me. Oh, this brother didn't visit me. Or this person didn't pray for me. Or he was not interested. He didn't show any interest and all that. Brethren, that's how rebellion comes. And it's out of the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. God's people, we must be ready to lay our lives down so that we can be marched upon. That is the practicality of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must refuse to be hurt. When somebody has despitefully used you, you go to God and say, God, this person, I'm hurt. It is my right. And at times, I don't know whether you have faced situations like that. You can face a situation where somebody has really hurt you. And you are so mad at that person. And you turn to God and say, God, do something. God will say, forgive him. I don't know whether you face that situation. And it will be so painful because the flesh is there. And what you will experience is tears will start dropping in your eyes because somebody has despitefully used you. And you're not getting, God is not giving you the permission to handle that person. Brethren, the flesh wearies. And that is one of the enemies that we must keep on fighting. And there's no time you think until when we manifest, when we become sons. That's the only time you can say, I have overcome flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. And you find that the Lord will keep on tempting us. When you think you have overcome, He will now come and put you in a situation, maybe over an experience. Thank God, that one is the secret. You go to God and pray and be able to overcome. But if you don't overcome it in open experience, God will now expose you, put you on from fry-pan experience. I'm sure there may be some of us here who have had an experience where God just disgraced you. Amen. And you look at it, you mean, can I act this way? God just disgraces you. The man of God is exposed. By the time you know, outburst. And you just wish, you know, the ground will open so that you will enter. But God will at the same time tell you, go and confess your sin. And I think that that's where, brethren, restitution is very, very important. We have left us. Restitution, brethren, is a weapon for the flesh. It's a weapon for the flesh. And I just pray that God will begin to help us. Let's begin to bring that back. Because when revival started in this country, at those early hours around the 70s, you will see people, God's people, will come out boldly and say, brethren, please forgive me. I committed fornication. I fell. I was involved in adultery. I left my wife and openly. But these days you don't see that. Hallelujah. It says, they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. You remember that, is it Ezekiel? Where he said, go and look at the elders. And they went into the walls and they saw things that shouldn't be. Terrible things. Hallelujah. The camp, God wants to cleanse our souls. God wants to cleanse the camp. Hallelujah. And the only way, brethren, we can be transparent, we will receive grace to be able to enter into God, what God wants us to, into the promised land, is to yield ourselves. Is to yield ourselves to God and say like Esther, if I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. Take up my cross. When I take up my cross, early morning I come out, I say, God, I'm ready to face any situation that I will face today. Somebody comes, practically, he bashes your car. You don't react. Bashes your car, and maybe you want to come out. You say, let me leave it. You just move on. Hallelujah. Somebody comes and insults you and infringes on your right. You look at it. Instead of taking him to court, you pray for him. Say, God, bless this man. God gives you a heart of compassion. Brethren, the only way we can have that, brethren, is when we are dead to self. Dead to self. Dead to self. We must die to self. I must die to self. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What happened? You know, when it was time for them to enter the promised land, they asked Moses, please, let us go and spy out the land. Moses obliged them, they went. And they saw that the land was flowing with milk and honey. In fact, they said that the grapes that they brought from that land, the bunch was so heavy that they had to put the cluster on the stick. And then you had two people to carry it. Can you imagine? There was milk and honey. Hallelujah. But when they got there, they were not looking at, hallelujah, the good things of the land. But they saw what? Giants. Brethren, the flesh, if you see the flesh, if you see the flesh, it's like a giant. And many of us are seeing the giant of the flesh, and we are submitting to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Philistines wearied God's people. I'm sure you know the story. We don't need to read it. When they dug the well, they filled the well with mud. They will leave them and go to another place. They will dig the well. The flesh. You make effort. You make effort. You fast. You pray. And all that. God gives you a little deliverance. Flesh will now come and put mud in it. You leave and say, God, have mercy. You repent. And you make another movement. And you try. You dig another well. There's a little spring coming up. The Philistines will come and they will pour mud into it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The young people, when your parents tell you something, I mean, you are even more intelligent than them. You have more information. When they are telling you, look, this is the godly way, you are explaining to them that this is not the current way. We are in jet age. Young people find it difficult to submit to the correction of their parents. You discipline them the Bible way, they rebel and they leave your home and run away. So you are afraid that my child will run away and I will not be able to have access, you know, to him or her, so you refuse to discipline them. We are afraid to talk to you people, young people. We are afraid to express ourselves. We are afraid to rebuke you. I'm a father, I'm telling you. I'm afraid to rebuke you so that you don't get angry and rebel. It is the flesh that's at work. It's pride. It's the work of the flesh. It's the spirit of rebellion. And it works through the flesh. Your mind, you are in control of your mind. We parents find it difficult, young people, to rebuke sons, our sons and our daughters. We find it difficult to rebuke you, to correct you. Hallelujah. You know, when you say somebody, the mind, he's smart. The person, you say somebody is intelligent, he's smart. You have a child that is very smart. You come this way, the person goes this way. You go this way, the person goes this way. What is working? It's the mind. Hallelujah. Don't do this thing. And that's exactly what you will do. Even little children. When you say, in sin did our mother conceive us. A little child comes in. That flesh is there. It's working. Even at a very tender age. But as he grows, it manifests. And the different dimensions begin to come in. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must deal with the flesh to be able to retain whatever that God has given to us. We must deal with the flesh. Hallelujah. If you want to keep your anointing, you must deal with the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's an enemy. It's a common enemy. And I see it as a plague that is warring against God's people. It's a common enemy. Hallelujah. It keeps us from seeing what God has given to us. It keeps me from crossing over the altar of incense. It keeps me from giving my life to God. When he comes, he whispers to you, the flesh. Hallelujah. And brethren, the flesh makes a lot of demand on us. But the scripture tells us, tells me and tells you that we are no longer to the debtors to the flesh. Don't forget that God has promised that he was going to send the angel to go with them, to overcome them. And that scripture says that God has provided all in Peter, all that we need for what? For life and for godliness. So we have been empowered. You have been empowered. You can overcome flesh. Hallelujah. But you have to determine in your heart to fight it. And brethren, it's going to be a bitter battle and it's going to be a painful battle. Hallelujah. To put down yourself. And in fact, that's why God has given us the brethren, given us the church, given us the body. At times, well, you say you have elders. And then the person you may have as an elder, God has given you as an elder, may be older than you. Or maybe younger than you. May not have as much money as you have. may not be sophisticated as you are, may not have as much property as you have, may not be not as knowledgeable in the world as you are, you are. But God has said you must submit to that person. Brethren, that is an instrument that God uses in helping us to deal with pride, to deal with the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Why do we have contentions? Paul was telling them, why do you have contentions and bitter envies amongst you? Is it not because you are carnal? And when you talk of carnality, carnality is has to do with the flesh. God's people are so carnal. We are so carnal. But God wants to deal with it. If we refuse to fight it, then that means that it will be difficult for you to enter, for us to enter. If I put off the fight to tomorrow, it will still be there for you, waiting for you, because we must fight the flesh in order to enter. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want us to quickly look at Samson. Amen. I just want us, we know the story of Samson, but because of time, I will not want to read it. Samson, you know, was a Nazarite, set apart, called by God and set apart, and God empowered him. You know, he had this, his lock, you know, his hair lock, which was the source of his strength. There was a covering, there was a glory over him. When he came to God, brethren, the lock is like a kind of covenant which he made to God. His testimonies. Hallelujah. He came and he was able to, he lived and demonstrated the strength and the power and the ability of God. There was an overshadowing over him. You know, the Bible talks about the hair of the woman is the husband's glory. It was a glory. And Samson, when we talk of Samson, we're talking of brilliancy, talking of life, you know. We are talking of, was a source of life. A source of life, a source of strength to the people of God. Hallelujah. But it came to a point where he now started desiring to have a harlot, a daughter of the Philistines. Hallelujah. He desired to have Delilah. And I tried to look up what Delilah means. He says it's languishing, slacking, feebleness, oppression, dry up, impoverish. He started to desire it. Hallelujah. He desired it for... Brother, you know our flesh desires so many things. So many things. The eyes will desire to see. You agree with me when you walk around. Just walk around on the street. When you see a people gather, you know, it's a very common scene in an environment. You're just moving, maybe you're driving, you see a people who just gather. There's something happening within them. I'm sure if we are truthful to ourselves, you want to know what is happening there. And even if you're driving past, you want to try to peep in to find out what is happening there. And at times when you get there, you find out that it's this... Yes, these dupes trying to deceive people. At times when you get in there, you look at it, somebody is maybe gives 5 naira and then he's getting 100 naira. So maybe the temptation will come, you want to partake of it. Hallelujah. So it's all over. There are a lot of things that attract us, especially young people, that attract you. And those things of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, are the things that make us lose the anointing, the consecration that is upon our lives. I'm sure this is not the first time you're hearing of it. This is not the first time. But brethren, we need to determine, not to desire anything that is of the flesh. That is why, brethren, marriage is very important. In fact, I'm sure we've been discussing it. Your desire for a wife, what you're desiring in a wife, should not be that which is fleshly. The Bible says that beauty is vain. Hallelujah. You look at somebody, I want somebody who is pretty. I want somebody who is tall. I want somebody who is educated. I want somebody who is well-spoken. I want somebody who has a good job. Brethren, all these things are fleshly. And you have the anointing of God upon your head, and you expect that you bring this kind of woman into your house and still retain the anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's a principle in physics, you know, where if you bring hot water and cold water together, what will you have? The hot water will definitely go towards the direction of the cold water, and the hot water will become lukewarm. So if you take anything, I think it also has to do with, you know, the word we brought about Achan. You have an accursed thing, you brought in an accursed thing within your soul. There is no way you can retain the strength and the ability that you need to be able to overcome the flesh. Israel lost his strength, lost his ability, lost the presence of God, and couldn't defeat the enemies. Hallelujah. It is the flesh that brings sin into us. What does the scripture say? The scripture says that sin comes when somebody has conceived it. Is it not? And then it matures and settles in the flesh. And then it resorts to sin. And then from sin it comes to death. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, we must make sure and ask God to help us not to desire Delilah. Not to desire Delilah, because the anointing and the consecration of God is upon your life. God has touched us in this camp. God has touched you in this camp. I'm sure God has touched your soul, and you see a desire in you to run after him. You have made up your mind. You've made some covenants with God. You've taken some decisions to move on with God. But brethren, Delilah will drain you and bring you back to where you are. In fact, take you back further than you were when you came into this camp meeting. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. The desires of the flesh. The lust of the eye. The cravings of the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the things that we have to look into and determine that we are going to fight them. Fight them with the blood of Jesus. Fight them with the word of the Lord. Fight them with the word of our confession. Hallelujah. What does Samson say? Bring her to me. It pleaseth me. Pleaseth me. Young people particularly, you should be able to take counsel. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot go your way. I mean, we cannot overemphasize that. Because the flesh is just waiting just by the corner to snatch you away, to take away the little strength and the little energy which you have gotten. Praise the name of the Lord. Delilah is waiting to dry you up. Waiting to dry us up. Waiting to steal away that strength which we have. They took away. Samson had eventually through deception and cajoling, Samson had to reveal the strength, his strength, to Delilah. Amen. Okay, this is my source of strength. And you find out that she was not tired until she really got the real source of her strength. That's the workings of the Philistines. The Philistines are never tired. They will, when you beat them, they will go back to fight you another day. Hallelujah. So brethren, so we must be ready. We must be conscious. We must be ready to make sacrifice. They will come to you today. If they overcome, they will come to you another. You know, what the scripture that comes to me was about Daniel. They played the different types of music. They didn't respond to this one. They played another one. They refused to respond to this one. They played another one. Hallelujah. Refused to. That is the strategy of the Philistines, brethren. But thank God for Daniel. They never saw me. They never responded. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are in the world. We are in the world. As we get out here, you're going to face them. Spirits. There are spirits that are waiting out there at the gate. In fact, some of them are just hanging on the walls. But they can't come in. Immediately you step out, they will take everything. They want to take everything that we have been able to get here. They want to strip you. Hallelujah. Because there's a source of life in you. Hallelujah. Because they know that if you're able to keep your life, you will be the light of the world. You will be the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. So he wants to drain us. He wants to drain you. He wants to bring us back to status quo. Friend, that's why we need to watch it. If not, by the time, well, by the time we come here and see, we will not be drained. We will come higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the time Brother Bot is coming again next year for this meeting, he will not see us drained. He will come and he will see that which he has, which God has deposited in our lives in this camp meeting, and even much more. Amen. Hallelujah. He will come and find strong people who have been able to fight the flesh. Hallelujah. When he comes, he will not find rebellion in our midst. Brother Bob, can you help us say amen to that? That is the desire you want. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the Lord that will do it. It's not by our flesh. Remember, he said he's going to send the angels to go with them. Praise the name of the Lord. We believe God. We believe God for what he's doing in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, the warning is that we need to watch it. We need to look inwards. As you look inwards, you see the flesh working. Hallelujah. It's a simple-hearted man. A man who is not testing is the person who will not see the workings of the Philistines against us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Daniel's strength, vigor, his capacity, his spiritual ability, his fruitfulness, his mind, his substance of life was taken away. Hallelujah. His seven locks went. Seven locks speaks of the confession that we have made, the agreement, the covenant that he has kept with God. Hallelujah. The alliance he has with God. That which you spoke to God, that confession we made when you got born again, all was taken away. The profession of your faith, of our faith, of who we are in Christ, was all taken away. We lost out in everything. Delilah made him to sleep. He slept. He slept on her knees. Amen. He slept on her knees. Hallelujah. May God help us not to sleep on the knees of Delilah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God help us to be conscious of his workings. in our lives and around us. Hallelujah. So she slacked. She backslid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She slept. She backslid. She slept. Hallelujah. We need to work hard to come to a place where this grace of God that is working in the time in which we are in, he said, when sin do abound, grace much more. There is a measure of grace that God has released, is releasing through his word to us. But brethren, we have to prepare our hearts. We have to bring our hearts to the place where the grace of God can reach us. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the part we need to play. You know, at times we think that it is by my walking that I will attain. No. Hallelujah. You didn't get eternal life through your good works. We got it, brethren, by positioning ourselves in a place where the grace of God was able to reach us. What comes to mind, the person that comes to my mind as an example is Zacchaeus. Jesus was passing that way. Hallelujah. Was passing that way. And he knew he was a very short man. He knew he couldn't have seen. The crowd was there. Maybe he was just trying to raise, you know, another. He wasn't seeing him. So he said, what do I do? Let me position myself where I can see him. You know, say, want to see Jesus. He ran and climbed the sycamore tree. Hallelujah. He made an effort. Praise the name of the Lord. He did all that he could do. All that he could. You know, at times, when we are beginning to ask God, please, bless me, help me. You know, we have not done all that we ought to do. That is why the grace of God doesn't come to us. God doesn't throw his grace around. We ought to do what we have to do, the strength that God has given to us. And then when we come to a place where we are unable, that's where God intervenes. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see this principle, walking in Christ. Hallelujah. When Jesus died, he went down. It was like a hopeless, dark situation. They were, okay, he's dead. So, let's see whether he will save himself. When they were not expecting, in a state that you say is hopeless, there is no hope. The darkness was there. You don't see any help coming from the left or to the right. The power of God, the power of the grace of God came. Resurrection power. When we talk of resurrection power, brethren, is grace. But you must die. We must die to self to receive the grace of God, the quickening of God to raise us up. Praise the name of the Lord. So this power of God, this power of the grace of God is there. Say the lost eyes is moving to and fro the whole earth, seeking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, to show him stress himself strong on their behalf. Brethren, that is the grace of God. Hallelujah. We can frustrate that grace by being rebellious. We can frustrate that grace by not responding to the call. We can frustrate the grace, the power of the truth of God to deliver us. We can frustrate it. You know, the Spirit of God does not strive with us. Hallelujah. It is you and me, like the prodigal son, that went and lavished everything. And one day he woke up. And he realized that in his father's house are many, the servants are feeding fat. And he was lavishing. He said, I don't mind. In fact, the shame left him. He said, I will arise. He made a pronouncement. He decided in his heart, he said, I will arise and I will go to my father. He thought over the whole thing. He said, what will I say to him? What will I say to him? I will say to him, Father. Lord, he recounted, hallelujah, what he was going to say to the father. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And he took the first step. And he went. I'm sure he traveled a long distance with his head bowed down. Hallelujah. Tattered clothing. Maybe no shoes. He went back I'm sure when he got to a point, he just stood there and asked God, God, give me. I'm sure he prayed, God, have mercy. Let my father be receive me again. I'm sure he just stood. And because the power of the grace of God, because he decided and took the first step, came into him. And brethren, he had the strength to move. Maybe his head just bowed. And the father was waiting for him. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the power of repentance. You know, it's a fundamental doctrine. Repentance from dead works. Hallelujah. We need to repent from dead works. We need to repent from the works of the flesh that we've been doing. You know, it's like we are told, the line is getting thinner. You know, we're always ready. We cannot act the life of God. That's what God is bringing to me. We cannot act it. If the flesh is there, it will show. And God, we're coming to a point where God will not take mixture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been told that we're coming to the era of Ananias and Sapphira, where God will be jealous. We're coming to a point where it will be difficult for God's people to be deceived. An era where the word comes and is sharp. Where God has began to heal the flat nose of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where flesh will have no part in what God is doing. Where flesh cannot function. Where flesh cannot be able to operate in the midst of God's people. That's where we're coming to. And that is why, brethren, we need to look into our hearts. Hallelujah. Because the enemy will come to sons and will find nothing in them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel like stopping here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to give ourselves and pray this afternoon and ask God to judge everything that is of the Philistines, everything that is of the flesh that is in our life. Every hypocrisy, every insincerity, every hidden thing. Hallelujah. And God should open our eyes to be able to look deep down into our hearts and ask him, like David says, search me, O Lord, and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. God is bringing us to a place, brethren, where God's people, we need to see ourselves as God sees us. A place where we won't have double lives. When we are here, we are coming to a place where we cannot act spirituality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Flesh is just all around. Working in every dimension. There's so many dimensions of it. But I'm sure that by the Spirit of God, we'll be able to overcome it. And when we come to God with a repentant heart, God is going to help us. God is going to lead us. And God is going to grant us the strength and do our battles. You know, God will begin, he says he will begin to take them away from the land, little by little, until we're able to take possession of it. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have good news. Amen. There's a baby that we're going to initiate. Hallelujah. I want to use that word, initiate. We understand it better in Africa. Hallelujah. When we say dedication, some people, it sounds grammar. Praise the name of the Lord. I have a cousin who was he's a professor right now, former vice chancellor. But when he was about 10 years, he was initiated. That is, his father was a priest, native doctor of, you know, repute, and initiated him. Took him about 2 a.m. These things, they don't do it in the daytime. They took him, carried him on the shoulder to, you know, my community has a, I'm trying to give you a background. You know, sometimes certain things, until we understand them in the context of Africa, they don't make sense to us. We are religious in our mentality. So I'm going to tell you this story so that you understand exactly what we're going to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So they took him, and actually it was unfortunate because his uncle, who was supposed to take over from his father, died. That one was, you know, in occultists use the word avatar. You understand? He was an incarnate. That is, from the time he was born, the spirit chose him as the one who will carry the mantle. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You know, so when he died, they called him in my community, they called such people, they called him Iyama. Iyama. When they die, their head does not touch the ground. If it does, that's the end for that whole family. So when he dies, they carry a pot, an earthen pot, and put it on his head. Do you understand the point? They don't bury him. Then they carry him to the top of a tree. Now these things are real. They carry him to the top of a tree, do a kind of a raft, and then they lay his body there, high tree. Then it is the duty of some of the young men in the family, in the morning and in the evening, they go there, they pour water on the neck, so that the neck will decay. Do you understand the point? And then, when the thing decays and goes off on itself, they now take the head, bring it, and then hang it on the obi, the entry point of the compound. It stays there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? This is how far spirits go to lay claim on people. Are we together? They say, you belong to me. You are here for me. Now, this other man, this my uncle, when he was now of age, they now brought him there and did what they call itwogu. Itwanya, you understand? They do things to open your eyes so that you can see spirits. Because you cannot function in that realm unless you can see spirits and do what now? And relate with them. Now, I tell you something. You know, the other time, I remember some years ago, we talked about the sword of Goliath. You understand? These are spiritual principles. The devil uses them. You understand? Everything the devil does is based on a principle. That's why you keep saying it and keep saying it. Nothing is innocent. Behind everything, there is what now? A spirit. There is nothing that is happening upon this world that does not have a spirit, what now? Behind it. Absolutely, that is the way it is designed. Everything in the visible realm has a spirit that is propelling it and pushing it. Do you understand the point? So when people say, oh, there's nothing in it, I say there is everything in it. You simply need to open your eyes and see the particular word now, spirit. When people, you know, John and James did something, they asked Jesus to call fire down. Jesus told them, you don't know what spirit you are of. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so the enemy lays claim. Everybody, once you come into this world, the enemy lays claim. He said, you are what now? You are my own. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we have come to do business with a spirit. You know, these days, we are not talking in plain what now? Language. We are not being religious anymore. What we are doing here is with a spirit. This is the spirit that made the heavens and what now? And the earth and all that is therein. He is the father of what now? Spirits. He calls himself the Most High. Above him there is no other spirit. Jesus says he is the head of all. Do you understand? That includes the head of devils and demons and every spirit that exists. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, sometimes we don't understand. You know, there was a sister. I won't call her name. You know, she used to be in one church, one of the very big churches. She used to have some real bad experiences. And one of the times we went on missions, so she called me. After we had been ministering over time, she said, this situation which I'm telling you, I have gone through. Every big man of God that you know has ministered to me. I have been delivered over and over and over and over. Do you understand the point? They've laid hands on me. They've done everything. It's still there. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I said, okay, sister, we're going to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. This prayer did not last up to 2 minutes. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It didn't last up to 2 minutes. And the next morning she came, she was smiling. And she said, it's all over. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the spirit that we're at work with. I want you to know something. You see, Pentecost and what you see there, don't despise it. Do you understand the point? Do not despise it. It's a dimension of work that God is doing. But if you are seeing what we are seeing, you must look beyond it. Praise the name of the Lord. To look for, there is something that is in the pipeline. Everything that God has been doing here is to prepare the platform for the demonstration and manifestation of His Spirit that the world has never seen its kind before. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are dedicating a baby today. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm excited because this child is being dedicated in a new dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. The child is being dedicated on the threshold of a manifestation. You know, when Barabbas was talking about how we can impart darkness into our children. Do you understand that? It's a reality. Most of what goes on in our children is what flows through the what now? The parents. Both the ones you give through your bloodline and the ones you give through your, you understand, your training, your name, the instructions, and the environment you create for them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Very soon we're going to withdraw funds from our children. We're going to begin to withdraw them. Do you understand the point? And you've got to be firm about it. You've got to be very firm about it. You see, you want to fight, you got to be ready to fight. The first thing you're going to fight is the children themselves. That attitude, you understand, that has intimidated us. But Hope I was talking about it. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, this battle, we can't leave Egypt without our wives. We can't live without our children. Praise the name of the Lord. Everyone must go. Praise the name of the Lord. So what we are going to do today, we're taking this child as a token. You understand? Of a new generation of children that will manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. Who will carry this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Yes. It's a war that is going on. Where is Brother Godwin and family? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This spirit, we're going to initiate this child into the everlasting spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to put a mark on this child. That the devil, you know, brethren, God claimed us before we were born. Do you understand that? He said, before you were born, before any spirit knew you, I knew you. And I said, you are my own. Are you getting my point, brethren? Yes, sir. You belong to me. I have chosen you. I have great plans for you. What we are going to do, brethren, is to speak those things into what now? Existence, into reality. Hallelujah. We're going to see the spirit that will come to lay claim upon this child. Do you understand me, brethren? That Israel was coming. No, the Philistines went and captured the ark. Did you know that? They went and laid hold of a child that had been destined for signs and wonders. They took the child and said, "We have captured it." Hallelujah. By the time the ark was beginning to manifest, I'm sure you know that this child is the ark of God. Hallelujah. The ark of a testimony. They say, "We have captured it." Eventually, they were begging. Say, "Please, who will take away this ark from my midst?" Hallelujah. The enemy will see this child. You know, a spirit enters a child saying, "I'm here to oppress you." By the time the devil is praying, "Please, can you cast me out? I want to leave this place." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to sing a song for this child. You know what the song says? "I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday." That's his story, her story. "I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday." "I got my mind made up," yes. "I got my mind made up," yes. "And I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday." Oh yes! "I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday." Goodbye! Goodbye, walk!
Respond to this word this morning. Amen. We need to respond. One thing that is very clear is that every one of us, in fact, as the word was going on, I was just checking my own heart. And there is no denying the fact that I have flesh in me. Hallelujah. Every day, that is the battle I face. I don't know about you. I'm talking about myself. Every day I battle with flesh. In the way I talk, in the things I think about, in my choices, decisions I make, I see flesh. In the way I respond to my wife, the way I respond to my children, I see flesh. In the way I think about brethren or talk about them, hallelujah, I see flesh walking in me. Hallelujah. And my daily cry has been that, "Lord, for how long will I remain in this condition?" Hallelujah. For how long? Hallelujah. Will I keep going to the valley of Shorek? You know the valley of Shorek? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was where Samson saw Delilah. Hallelujah. And every day we are just walking down to that valley. Hallelujah. Amen. And I keep saying, "God, I need deliverance." Hallelujah. And the only way I can get out of this is to change my whole mindset, my whole priorities. I have to cry to God to change them. I keep crying. I think the other day I was saying it, that I was just praying and say, "God, I want to be spiritual." Hallelujah. Amen. And I think that is a cry we can bring to God. Hallelujah. That if we are found dead in the condition we find ourselves, brethren, we go nowhere, and it's a shame that we'll be met in this condition. I don't want to die like Samson. Hallelujah. His assignment was to overcome the Philistines. That was the mandate. In fact, every action he took, God said that I am the one that instructed him to go down to the Philistines. Do you understand? Hallelujah. God's agenda, God's plan for him was to defeat the Philistines. Hallelujah. But instead of defeating the Philistines, he died with the Philistines. Hallelujah. Amen. I am not going to die with the Philistines. I will not die with this flesh in me. I will not die with it. Hallelujah. I am not going to die with the flesh. You are not going to die with the flesh. Hallelujah. Can we just stand, brethren, and begin to respond to God and tell God, God, I am not going to die like Samson. I will not die like him. I'm not going to be made a caricature. I'm not going to be the Philistines comedian, making mockery of sin, playing around with sin. Sin is deadly. And here I am in the theater of the Philistines, playing around with my eyes gushed out. And at the end of the day, the whole assignment crumbles together with me and the Philistines. It will not be so. Brethren, it is a serious matter. I don't know about you, but I know it is damn serious. Very serious. Christianity of today is toiling, playing around the Philistines. And when the Lord begins to bring a rebuke and a correction about some of the manifestations of the flesh, we'll make mockery of it. We'll play around with it. We make jest of it. We say, you people are talking too much about this thing. Brethren, we cannot overemphasize it. God's eyes, he said that to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Can we just pray? Say, God, bring deliverance upon me today. Let's begin to talk to the Lord. Let's speak to him. I don't know what your own condition is. Hallelujah. Maybe your own condition. Abra did not spend much time talking about the different sections, the different tribes of the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Amorites. They are all at work within you and me. They are right within this womb. Hallelujah. But brethren, we can overcome. He says that as we have partaken of the earthly, that the same people, can also partake of that which is heavenly. Hallelujah. That God will begin to deal with that. My stubbornness, my insistence on my own way, that God will begin to deal with it. Sometimes I really get stubborn. I want to have my way. I want to have the final say. Hallelujah. God needs to bend my will this day and bring deliverance unto me. Let's speak to the Lord. Oh, my Sharamanai. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Father and my God. Let's speak to him. Let's cry out to him this day. Hallelujah. He says that we have no more time. It's time no more. Hallelujah. Others may have a second chance. I don't think we have second chance. Hallelujah. We are asking God this day that he will have mercy upon us. We are living in a time when many brethren have departed from the truth. Men are going their own. They don't like this gospel anymore because it's the gospel that deals with the self. He says that self must die. We don't like to hear that anymore. So we have walked away to do our own thing. To hear our own gospel. Always, always, always playing to the gallery. We want to hear what we want to hear. But let us ask the Lord to have mercy upon us. Even hearing the message of flesh, sometimes my body begins to agitate. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear it. But I must hear it. Because that is the truth. He said, thou shalt. Hallelujah. Oh, that the truth that a man knows is the truth that sets him free. The truth that you hear today is the truth that will set you free, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know where it's pinching you. You know what, maybe your own is lost. You say, God, it's difficult. But today you can cry to God. He says that he has opened unto us a new and living way. Hallelujah. So that we can approach the throne and plead for mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, Makatanzo Kane Ambarotonu Sataya Kradatanda Ema. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Ekana mananda setela mana. Moshte kele yenda seso tafruni mana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy, you are holy, and you
Hallelujah. 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 This is the hour to bring our weaknesses before the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to overstretch the matter, but I know my own weakness. I know always I want to win an argument, whether it is in the house between me and my wife or with the children, or in public or in fellowship. I want to win the argument. I have logical reasons to win. And when I lose, I feel very bad. Hallelujah. That is carnality. Hallelujah. That is carnality. When I'm corrected, I don't want to take correction. I don't want to be corrected. Rather, I want to correct other people. That is my weakness. Hallelujah. You dare not point out anything wrong with me. I'm always Mr. Right. Hallelujah. Ask my children, they will tell you. Hallelujah. I'm bringing them before God. I'm bringing them, it's flesh at work. I'm bringing them before God. Brethren that are standing here, you know what your own is. Just call upon God. Tell him you are bringing it. You are bringing that thing. Hallelujah. I'm crying out unto God. I'm bringing it to God. Hallelujah. 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 I want to always preach it. Hallelujah. But when they preach it to me, I don't like it. Hallelujah. That is flesh at work. Hallelujah. I want to point it out to you. I want to see the fault in you. I want to see the error in you. But when you point it to me, I don't want it. Hallelujah. That is flesh at work. Brethren, that is the truth. Hallelujah. How dare you? How dare you? Hallelujah. My God. Let us cry out to God. You don't want to come out because you are ashamed. You are maybe embarrassed. That is carnality on itself. Hallelujah. God wants to go down to the very root this afternoon. He wants to deal with every manner of them. You may as well sit back. You don't want deliverance. It is okay. Hallelujah. But brethren, the Bible says that we have no more time. You may never have this opportunity again. You may never have it. I may never have it. This is the appointed time. Hallelujah. This is the time to respond to God. Hallelujah. Let us bring them all before God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon your people. Lord God, we cry out to you this afternoon. Have mercy upon us. My God. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God, on Brother Ronald. Have mercy, O God, on Sister Ruth. Lord, have mercy, O God, on Sister Ivy, Sister Ify, Brother Chicho. Okay, Lord, have mercy, O God. Hallelujah, Brother Emmanuel. Lord, have mercy upon your people. Have mercy upon me, called Isaac. Have mercy upon me. Jesus, we cry out to you, Lord, that you might go to the very root of this thing. Lord God, and begin to deal with it. Root it out. Root it out. My God, root it out. Oh God, root them out. Root them out. Excavate them, Lord God. Lord God, and purge them out. My God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we confess that we have partaken of that which is eaten, that which is eaten, Lord. We have eaten of it. We have dined with it. But God, we come to cry out to you that this is the hour, Lord, we might partake, that we must partake of that which is heavenly. My God, we have eaten flesh. We have, oh God, swallowed flesh. We have walked in the flesh. We have walked in the fruit of it. But God, we come this day, Lord, that you might cry out. Oh God, that you might deliver us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we might, oh God, be a people that walk in newness of life. We cry out to you for your touch. We cry out, my Father. We have nothing to hide. We have nothing to protect. Father, we come to you, Lord. Deal with us. Deal with us, my Father. Make a tatayabo satanaya. Make an sovanama. Father, we have nothing to hide. We have nothing to protect. Oh God, my Father, deal with us, oh God. Deal with our pride. Oh God, deal with our arrogance. My God, deal with them. Deal with them, dear Lord. Oh God, go down, oh God, to the very foundation where we took them, where we inherited them from. Lord, some, oh God, from our ancestry, we inherited them. We have walked in them. We took pride in them. My God, we are noted by them. Men call us by that name. But Lord, this day, Lord, that you might bring deliverance unto our souls, my God. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, our God. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. Oh, we cry out to you, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Father. Hallelujah. Cause us to see the seriousness of the matter, dear Lord. Oh God, that daily we might watch over our souls, my Father. Jesus. Oh God, break us, oh God. A contrite, oh God. Oh yes, Lord, and a broken spirit. You do not despise. Break us. Break, break, break. My God. Break me. Break me. Oh God. Oh God. Give me a broken heart. My Father, my God. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed be your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Brother, let us begin to thank the Lord. Those of you that are standing here, just begin to thank him that he has given to you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. That you are no longer going to be the same from this particular day. Hallelujah. That you are changed. You are transformed. Hallelujah. From today by faith. Hallelujah. You will begin to partake of that which is heavenly. Thank him for the opportunity to own up. Hallelujah. And to come before him in shamefacedness, to cry out unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for delivering me. For you say it is upon Mount Zion, oh God, there shall be deliverance. And you say that the sons of Levi shall possess their possession. Lord, working as a spiritual man is my possession. Lord, it is my inheritance. Jesus, today, Lord, I lay hold on this possession, dear Lord, on this inheritance, my Father and my God. Oh God, that I might begin to walk and partake of that which is heavenly. Hallelujah. Oh God, that I might drink of that rock that is following me. Hallelujah. That I might eat of bread of heaven. Oh God, angelic food from today, Lord. I will not eat of that which is carnal. I will not partake on that which is carnal. I will eat angelic food and I will drink of the rock which is Christ Jesus from today. Oh God, that my life might be changed and transformed. And that I might reflect your glory, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah.